Okay, so welcome again, everyone. It's a real pleasure to be here with each of you on this beautiful, sacred evening. I just want to take a moment together and now close our eyes here as we join together in this sacred prayer. And in this moment, allowing our breath to soften as we take a big exhale, letting everything go. And now inhaling and exhaling. And with each breath, just letting ourselves sink a little bit more here into this eternal present moment. Softening in. Perhaps hearing the sounds around you a little more clearly. Perhaps sensing your body sitting wherever it is, sensing the ground beneath you, sensing the holy quietude that comes from presence, and allowing ourselves to be here in this moment, in this prayer of quiet. Despite what is happening around us, whether it be quiet, loud, somewhere in between, that when we're here in this moment, we're sensing a static in the air. The power of the present moment as all-encompassing. So just breathing here together, allowing ourselves to enter in to this holy moment that is eternal, that is sacred, always with us, if we remember. And so allowing ourselves to sink in deeper here. And noticing within this moment where our thoughts have been astray. Perhaps far into the future, in the past, in our frustrations, in our judgments. And as we bow our heads now, we call upon you, Lord, to help us as we enter into this prayer to let go of that which consumes our minds, of that which dampens our spirits and burdens our hearts. Feeling the power of you here in this present moment. Sensing you when we remember you. And thanking you for the holy peace that comes when we let go. Recognizing here, friends, the power of tuning into the truth, knowing that the truth and the lie are always existing. It's a matter of where we put our attention. The lie is loud. It hooks us in our fears, in our judgments, in our what ifs, in these burdens that we carry, many of which are not even true. And so, Lord, we call upon you and we thank you for your presence here in this prayer. to help us attune ourselves to the truth that all is well here in this present moment, and that it is up to us to align ourselves with you. Which is true, which is holy, which is present, which is peace, an inner quietude that allows us to recognize the frequency of alignment with true power, true presence, and with each exhale, we drop the lies. We drop the what ifs, the things that keep us stuck really in dark and dross thoughts. These thought forms which hold us back from our own truthful essence. And when we're in our own truthful essence, we are connected with God. We're always connected with God. But when we remember, when we align, we connect. And so we ask you, Lord, to help us in this prayer to let go of that which holds us back from living our lives every moment in connection with you. And that prayer is only between you and God, for we know the places in which we dwell. And so we ask you, Lord, to help us to connect in and here in this moment, perhaps sensing what connection feels like, what it feels like to be aligned in pure perception with that which is true. And only can we do that here in this eternal moment. And perhaps sensing ourselves connected in with this frequency of truth and seeing our life with pure perception. Seeing our life from the eyes of the Lord, from the eyes of the divine. And breathing that in as we simultaneously allow for the density to dissipate, pulling back our power cord by cord by cord, seeing the hands of God as they allow us and help us to pull ourselves out of the past, to pull ourselves out of the perceived future, out of the harboring thoughts towards others, and into ourselves. Feeling the power of our own presence now here in this moment. Humbled as we remember that all we need do is ask for holy guidance. All we need do is get ourselves present. And all we need do is remember that it is our choice in each moment which way we look towards falsity and lies and the confusion of the world, or towards the truth, towards stillness, giving ourselves the opportunity to do that so that we may truly serve this world in a good way, so that we may truly show up from moment to moment for ourselves and for everyone around us, emanating pure perception, emanating the vibrancy of our Creator, emanating life, a breath of fresh air, truth. And so, as we allow ourselves to rest in the grace of our own power, in the grace of our wholeness, in the grace of our connection to that which is true, perhaps we can sense ourselves a bit more upright, a bit more empowered, a bit more connected. Thank you, Lord, for your consistency. Thank you for your unconditional love and your patience with us. For each time we forget, thank you for being right there when we remember. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for forgiving us always and forever. Thank you for holding us as we go through our trials and tribulations. And thank you for your power. Always present, always radiant, always right there. And from this place of remembering and from this place of connectivity and power, we pray. We pray for our world at this time, for all those who do not have anyone to pray for them, for those who feel alone, for those who have forgotten, and perhaps don't even have a moment where they can really remember that they remembered that moment of connection, that they don't have that tether. They don't have a remembrance of that connection. They've lived in forgetfulness. We send this prayer of connection to you to lift you up, to give you a spark of recognition that you are not alone and that you are never separate from the Lord or from all of creation. Seeing the wave of our love, the vibrational frequency of our intent going to those who are in need of that remembering. A collective awakening. It begins with our own awakening. And then with the power of our intent, we trust life and have full faith that our prayers go to where they need to go. Perhaps to someone we know or someone we don't. That there's a vibrational match for our prayer. And that we can know that in this good moment, perhaps someone has a flash of connection, a sense of peace in their heart, and a ripple effect that can move mountains throughout our world. Praying for our leaders all over this world, that they may too sense this prayer of remembrance of the true power of the Lord, that they may humble themselves to divine will, to divine law, that there may be a spontaneous remembrance of goodwill. And then that prayer may also emanate out to the children of this world, who are our beautiful reminders of connection without having to try, of simply existing. We thank you for your teachings. We pray for your continued innocence, and that as the future leaders of our world, that you stay connected to your hearts, and that we as your guardians, both earth angels and the celestial guardian angels, protect the children of everyone on this call, any child in your mind, and all the children on this beautiful planet Earth, that they may be blessed with this prayer of power and remembrance that again we send out as conduits of the divine, because we are aligned and able to do so, that we send it out through our hands, through our intent, through our hearts, and through our love, that we can touch the innocent ones with this remembrance and receive it back. The power of connection to authenticity through the wholeness of our humanity. We give thanks for the children. Give thanks for the innocence, for the power of purity, and that we too may embody these beautiful qualities which are innate to each and every one of us, for we are but children ourselves. And children of the Lord, always young, always cared for, always loved. And here in this beautiful prayer together, as we are remembering and awakening to the power of that which we are and leaving behind the heaviness, leaving behind those thought forms that keep us stuck in suffering, some in which we know and some in which are so ingrained in us that we don't even know they are not us. We let it all go here, and feeling the power of what it is to be in the presence of our true selves, we align ourselves here on this prayer with our beloved community in Teotihuacan, at those pyramids in Mexico, feeling the power of our spirit as dreamers, aligned in our intent, connecting in with the intent of all those that are walking on that power journey. Feeling the reciprocity of that connection infused in our being. As they too are walking a journey of intent, guided upon a river of light, letting go too of falsity, remembering pure perception, and remembering that they are the light, children of God, as we too do here now. So feeling the power of that place that so many of those that we love are currently at, and feeling that infusion in our spirits as well. Allowing for that infusion of light to continue to penetrate you and connect you, calm you and empower you and strengthen you. breathing in the force of truth. Exhaling the force of truth. Breathing it in, exhaling it out. And we send our love to all of those 17 community members currently in Teotihuacan, Mexico, on their power journey, that they feel us connecting in with them, supporting them, holding them, celebrating them as they walk those sacred lands, that activation is something that we too are doing right alongside them from the power of our own home, the power of our own being, that we can awaken to that power here too and send our love and our camaraderie to them, feeling that reciprocity. And the beautiful power of souls who are choosing to live their lives awakening to truth, moment by moment by moment. We give thanks, Lord, for the opportunity to know you, for the opportunity to align with you, and to pray. To pray for ourselves, to pray for those we love, to pray for our world truly aligned with you and your will. We give thanks for that power. Also praying tonight for a beloved community member, Victoria Jackson, and for her beloved daughter, Samantha. Samantha Barnett, just placing them here in the center, and specifically Samantha, as we are now vibrating with the power of truth, the power of love, that she may feel this wholeness that we send to her, so that she may let go of the bondages that she may not even realize are holding her in suffering, that she may remember her innocence, her beauty, and that she may enjoy her beautiful life. And that on this good day, she can feel the power of our collective intent emanating that to her. Emanating health, peace of mind, open heart, and clarity to her sweet soul, as all that which holds her back be removed from her energetic body, from her field, and that her mother Victoria may also feel this prayer of peace and love and community. That she feel held. And that she can feel the gentle touch of our Holy Mother, blessing her, clearing her, purifying her, holding her and her family. And before we close this prayer, just offering up a moment together here, friends, to pray for anyone in your lives that you want to send this prayer to on this good day. Anyone that's on your heart, on your mind. Sending them the power, the love, whatever it is that you feel in your being. When you are connected to this holy presence, that you can sense the power of your intent when you are aligned in truth. to send it to anyone that you would like to pray for on this good day. We give thanks, Lord, for your ever present love, for your holy guidance, for your consistency. And we close this prayer tonight with a prayer for each of ourselves that we live our lives remembering you more, that we live our lives connecting to truth more, so that we can experience the beauty of this life more. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining on this beautiful May evening. And until we meet again next week, may you go in peace.